A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, Amalek came and waged war against Israel. Moses therefore said to Joshua, "Pick out certain men and go tomorrow and engage Amalek in battle. I will be standing on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses told him. He engaged Amalek in battle after Moses had climbed to the top of the hill with Aaron and Hur. As long as Moses kept his hands raised up, Israel had the better of the fight. But when he let his hands rest, Amalek had the better of the fight. Moses' hands, however, grew tired, so they put a rock in place for him to sit on. Meanwhile, Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. And Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. The word of the Lord. This Sunday's readings clearly point to the theme of being persistent in prayer and intercession. As we all know, this persistence in prayer thing is easier said than done. After all, haven't we all made New Year's resolutions promising to be more faithful to our lives of prayer, only to find ourselves the following year having to make the same New Year's resolution again? I hope, at least, that we get some points for trying. I met the Dominican Order when I was a university student. One day I saw a sign on the door of the University Kathleen Newman Center. It was an invitation to visit, quote-unquote, a monastery. I signed up to go on the excursion thinking that we would be visiting the ruins of some medieval church or monastery. In other words, I was expecting to see crumbling medieval walls and large marble stones covered with moss. After all, the word monastery sounded like something really cool and ancient, something that I'd only seen in books about medieval Europe or colonial Latin America. Well, you can imagine the shock when I entered into a very modern chapel where about 20 contemplative nuns were chanting the Psalms. I couldn't believe that there were people who spent their whole lives praying. I figured that once you said an Our Father and a couple of Hail Marys, there probably wasn't much more one could say to God. Needless to say, I've learned a few things since those days. I was shocked to discover that there really were people who spend their lives praying, monks and nuns and hermits and holy people. And what's perhaps even more powerful is that they often live in community and support each other in this daily and difficult work of prayer. In our scripture text from the book of Exodus, we find Moses with his arms lifted high, praying for victory in the midst of war. But what's even more important than Moses' prayer is that when he got tired praying, Aaron and Hur helped him to keep his hands lifted toward God. It was no longer just one man praying by himself, but a community of friends praying together. Now that's pretty amazing. But isn't that what being church means? What would our world be like today if we helped one another keep our hands and our hearts lifted high in a prayer for peace and justice and mercy in our world? Moses and his friends were praying for victory in the midst of war, but in our present age, is it not more urgent that we help one another keep our hands and hearts lifted high, not for victory in the war, but for an end to war, an end to violence, an end to hatred toward our neighbor? In the gospel today, Jesus praises the widow for her persistence in prayer. She simply refused to give up. Her prayer was not self-serving, it was a prayer for justice. It's important to note that she not only prayed for justice, but she also knocked on doors, persisting in her challenge that the unjust judge render a just decision. She faced this complacent judge with nothing but the power of truth, the passion of justice, and her belief in the power of prayer. She didn't seek vengeance against the unjust judge. She was not motivated by hatred or greed, nor was she trying to win a contest or a war. Her passion was simply for truth. She knew that it is the truth that will set us free, and she persisted in seeking that truth. Today's gospel ends with these words, "I tell you, God will see to it that justice is done. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" That's no simple question that Jesus is asking. Will Jesus find faith on earth? Maybe it's time for us to help each other raise our hands and raise our voices on behalf of a world crying out for justice and peace. Getting tired is not a sin. After all, that's why we have one another.